don't be shy. Feel so good, don't you ask me why. The night is wild, but I don't control. You gotta brush your teeth with
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, right here in Medford. How you doing? 10:16 on a humid, cloudy Saturday, August day. How you doing? I am Mike. I'm on the mic with Bob Angel here this morning. We're here for about another 44 minutes or so till 11 o'clock when Something About the Women gets here. And it's a great take for a Saturday. 2 hours of all female artists, any genre. Stick around, all right? I think it's the lovely Jane today. I think so. That's my guess. We'll see if I'm right. All right, everybody, let me tell you what we played in that last set. We started out with some new music by Green Day. It was Bang Bang. It's an advanced single from a new record that's coming out.
And I liked it a lot.
Me too, and Bob can't remember the title of it, and neither can I.
Yeah, I should have looked it up while we were listening, but I didn't.
real DJs would do that.
Yeah, that's right.
AC/DC from the Ball Breaker CD, Hard as a Rock. Almond Brothers, Come and Go Blues Live. Jay Giles Band from Masters of Rock, Jay Giles Band. Till the Walls Come Tumbling Down. It was really good to hear that.
Masters of Rock. It's from Love Stinks.
Oh, from Love Stinks?
Yeah.
They were wrong. I'll fix it. Right. That was great to hear, though. Glad you picked that.
Yeah.
And Motion Device, request for Bill, who is a warrior, as am I. That's from their new CD, Eternalize. That was Doves and Snakes.
That's a recent CD, Motion Device. I liked it a lot. It's great. It's the first time I've heard it. It's excellent.
Yeah, nice young band, very talented musicians.
And nice guys because they're from Canada. They're nice boys.
That goes without saying. Well, it's a girl, actually.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you know, the Canadian nice thing is, you know, it's a running joke, but it's really true.
It is true.
Clients that I have at work from Canada, I love working with them. They're so nice.
Yeah.
Yep, never get mad.
Awesome. Always nice people from Canada.
I know.
Why would you be mad in Canada?
I don't know. Why would you?
They don't have Donald Trump.
neither do we, hopefully.
Oh, God.
Let's not go there. 10:18 in the morning. We're going to start a new set, and that means some new noise. And, Bob, you've got something new, don't you?
Well, you know, Elton John just keeps putting out records, and nobody buys them, but they should, because he's really putting out some good stuff. This latest one is called Wonderful Crazy Night.
Mm-hmm. His voice is different now, but...
Yeah, I know, yeah. You know. He sings differently, I think.
He had an operation back in the late 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but I think this new one, I would equate it with Tumbleweed Connection in the style... stylistically.
I would agree. I've heard this too. He's really doing good work.
Yeah, absolutely. This particular, and there, you could really take any track off the album and play it. I chose Clawhammer.
All right.
Elton John.
All right, you got to push a button.
Oh, it's mine.
That's
right.
That's
okay. It's right here on WMFO.
Medford.
Down your walls, loosen painting pictures from my dreams. Yeah, I'm done waiting. Lately, I cross my fingers tight. Superstition in my mind. I must be breaking mirrors under ladders all the time. 'Cause I'm followed by the rain. Gonna be my lucky day.
Down. Some fun before I make it to the boneyard. I'm gonna get some loving on before I'm nothing but skull and bones. Gonna get on mice like a rolling stone before I make it to the boneyard. I'm gonna have my fun. Oh, nah, ain't ready for the boneyard. Ain't ready for the boneyard.
Ready for the boneyard.
We are heading to the boneyard. Are heading to the boneyard.
Boneyard.
Ain't ready for the boneyard. Ain't ready for the boneyard.
Ready for the boneyard.
I'm headed to the boneyard. Head to the boneyard. Before I make it to the boneyard, I'm gonna have some fun. Before I make it to the boneyard, I'm gonna get some love and love. Cause 24/7, 365 to 9, I'm gonna be one happy child. Before I make it to the boneyard, I'm gonna have my fun.
See my
WMFO Medford with lovely music from the Indigo Girls there. Barb Request, love the Indigo Girls. That was A Hammer and a Nail from all those years back. 1990, it says. That's crazy. Nomads, Indian Saints CD.
We did that promo for the show coming up next, and I said, well, we have been neglecting the women badly.
Yeah.
So I had to get some women on there.
And I used to see them close the Newport Folk Festival for years on end. They were just awesome to watch.
Yeah, and they're still touring around, too.
I know it. I love
they
them.
Do a lot of solo stuff as well.
I love
Amy
them.
And what's the other girl's name?
Yeah, she has a name. I don't know. We're terrible today.
I know.
I don't know.
Just getting old because all that information is in there somewhere.
I know.
Just, and I used to have it. I could go from side one, side two, tell you exactly where songs were on every single album, and now it's not there.
I remember like, thanks, y'all, but I don't remember her name.
Yeah.
All right, John Cleary.
Emily.
Emily.
Emily Salyers.
There
thank you.
There you go, man. John Cleary.
I knew it was in there somewhere.
I know it. In the gray matter, dripping out of your ear. John Cleary was next. Boneyard was that one. Nice percussive piece from him. More lovely ladies are another request for Bob here. From the Green Light CD, that was Bonnie Raitt and Will Ya Won't Ya. Hunter Hunted from last year's EP that he put out. That's Lucky Day. That's a really fun track. I like that. And we started off with something from Elton John's latest called Wonderful Crazy Night. That was Claw Hammer.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of pretty new stuff that we're playing. So there is good music out there. Tell all your friends that no, they didn't make all the music in the 60s.
I love the way you say no. I love the tone. It's great. It's like you're shaking your finger at the world.
That's right.
No.
All right. That's not true.
All right, 10:39. Sadly, we only have 20 minutes left to our part of WMFO, but at 11 a.m., as Bob alluded to, it's something about the women. 2 hours of great music, women only, any genre. Stick around. I believe it's Jane that's going to be your host today. And I have some more new noise to start off our next set. It's by a band called Dreamers. Advanced single. I really like this a lot. I played it last night, actually, too, on Mark Skin Radio. This one here is called Sweet Disaster, brand new.
Kruger. I forgot to mention Kruger.
Hi,
we got to mention Kruger.
Sweet Disaster, Dreamers, new WMFO.
Drifting like it's 1974, dressing like the Rolling Stones. Hey ho, let's go get some more like young Ramones.
dreaming like it's 1984, dancing like the talking heads. Last call, 40s at the corner store to take to bed. Tell me that you need me on the floor, passed out in your dirty clothes. Ask me what the hell I'm looking for, like you don't know. You're making it so feels brand new. Only got bad things on my mind when I'm with you. And so it goes, we found our sweet disaster in a river of champagne. Swimming through the morning after, we flow away. We'll be right back.
Love untold.
Straight up 11 a.m. here at WMFO Medford. I got to tell you, you know, that last song, Paul Westerberg, Love Untold. If we were all Jews here in the studio, we'd be kvelling is what we're doing.
I think we are kvelling, even though it's, we may not all qualify in the actual being Jewish department.
Well, if you go back far enough, we kind of
yeah,
could.
That's true.
Yeah.
Kvell away.
Kvell away. Oh, I just love that song. Before Paul Westerberg was a Bob Pick, Warren Zevon from I'll Sleep When I'm Dead back in 1991.
Well, Sentimental Hygiene. Well, it's a title track from Sentimental Hygiene.
Yeah. And Garbage, brand new kind of, came back out in the...
little Neil Young on it too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, very
Neil
nice.
Young did the guitar on that. You couldn't tell. You couldn't instantly recognize that guitar.
No, Bob. All right, Strange Little Birds is Garbage's new album that came out in the spring. It's Empty.